And as we heard there, just on the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, the 13th anniversary of those terrorist attacks in 2001. And while the images we're going to see tomorrow of the ceremony at Ground Zero will show many of the old wounds covered up and rebuilt, many of the people who ran to the World Trade Center to help on that day continue to suffer health problems, including asthma, sinusitis, post-traumatic stress disorder, and cancer. John Feel is one of them. He's also founder of the Feel Good Foundation, which advocates for physically and emotionally injured responders. And he joins us now via Skype. John, thanks for joining us.
Jeremy, thank you for having me today, sir.
Well, tell us, first of all, how you found yourself at Ground Zero on 9/11.
Well, like many Americans, I watched it unfold on TV. And then I was on a large demolition job when it happened. And I went back to my office, and that night we actually packed up. The next day we were down at Ground Zero, where I worked for 5 days straight until I was horribly injured when 8,000 pounds of steel crushed my left foot.
And what kind of problems are you dealing with now, 13 years later?
Besides my physical injury, which was gruesome and horrific, I had breathing issues and I was diagnosed with post-traumatic. But my injury pales in comparison to those who were sick and dying or who have died from their 9/11-related illnesses. These invisible diseases are literally killing these men and women on a daily basis now. And sadly, 2,749 innocent lives were killed on 9/11 because of senseless violence. But we're losing people all the time. As a nation, we're going to pay homage and remember those who died on 9/11. We do that every year. But let's finish the sentence. There are really good men and women who are sick and dying because of their heroic actions that didn't die that day, but were given a death sentence.
Well, how difficult was it for you personally to get compensation to cover your health costs, for example?
Well, before the Sedroga bill, the James Sedroga Health and Compensation Act that we got passed in 2010, you had to rely on workman's comp, Social Security disability, or your pensions, or your health insurance. And if you weren't uniform, like a firefighter or a police officer, when you lost your job, you lost your benefits. So it's so hard for thousands, tens of thousands of people to get the help that they needed. And listen, I'm never the smartest man in the room, and my IQ probably hovers around room temperature. But I have the ability not to accept no for an answer, and I fought for myself. And then by going to support groups early on, I saw other people suffering. And you know the old saying, and I don't want to cliche it, there's always somebody worse off than you. And I saw so many people suffering with kids losing their houses, and I decided to help them. One thing led to another, and here I am 13 years later running a foundation that is committed to ensuring that these men and women get – and I say these men and women. I'm one of them. But we have an everyday fight on our hands, and this is not going away anytime soon.
Well, you mentioned the James Sedroga Health and Compensation Act, which funds medical monitoring and treatment for responders. Has that been enough, do you think?
No. No, and it never will be. But, you know, when we got the bill passed December 22nd, 2010, the first words out of my mouth was, this bill's not perfect. On a scale from 1 to 10, I'll give it a 6. But a 6 is better than nothing. And that 6 is helping people. We just introduced legislation to extend this bill 25 more years. And this 6 can go to a 7 or an 8 now if we get this done. But, you know, the first time around, it took 8 years to walk the halls of Congress to get this bill passed. And now we're going to have an uphill fight against Congress because everybody in this country, no matter what the issue is, everybody knows that Congress doesn't really like to pass bills lately.
John, I want to bring you back, though, to the anniversary and ask what comes up for you each year on the anniversary of 9/11. What memories come up for you?
You know, to me, 9/11's been so dumbed down and so commercialized. I feel so bad for those who haven't got the closure from finding loved ones or not being able to find remains or the DNA. I feel so bad for the family members who lost loved ones because, you know, we were on that pile looking for them. And it was so hard to go in and out of Ground Zero and see those, having a family member come up to you and say, did you find my loved one? Can you help me? And they give you a picture and you come out of there and they're waiting for an answer. I remember stuff like that. What bothers me most about 9/11 is when an elected official, their rhetoric that they support America, they support responders, they remember 9/11. You know, 9/11, since the Civil War, was the single largest act of volunteerism that this country's ever seen. And every state, somebody sent somebody to New York. And to me, 9/11 was about good versus evil. And while evil knocked us to our knees, we got ourselves up, we brushed ourselves off, and good prevailed. But somewhere along the line, because of poor leadership and bad top politics, thousands are suffering. Because on September 15th, they said the air was safe to breathe, the water was safe to drink, and unicorns fly, and there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, and everybody go about their business. But that wasn't the case. They lied. And because they lied, we're fighting for our lives. And that's just not the way I was raised.
And as we're talking about memories, by the way, you've said you suffer from PTSD and that you think PTSD is the number one killer of 9/11 responders.
I do. I take it serious. I've seen so many good men wilter away because of post-traumatic. In 2005, the Surgeon General said that post-traumatic is a physical injury. And the stress, physically and mentally, because of post-traumatic, breaks down your immune system and it doesn't allow your body to fight the illnesses that you did get from 9/11, such as respiratory and the infections and the cancers. And while it's not on the autopsy report, it is a contributing factor because it's the most common illness in the 9/11 community. Acid reflux and GERD and asthma and upper and lower respiratory problems and cancers are all getting the attention, but post-traumatic is a serious, serious illness.
John Feel, a 9/11 responder who founded the Feel Good Foundation in 2005, which helps other responders and advocates for resources and compensation. John, thanks so much to you.
Thank you for having me, and God bless you all. And let's remember those we lost and those we continue to lose on September 11th.
And stay with us. This is Here and Now.